97 years ago, on this day, in Fatima, Our Lady was appearing for the first time to the three little shepherds, and her first words to them were, do not be afraid, I will do you no harm. So the little shepherds, taking courage, answered Our Lady. It was Lucia who answered for them and asked Our Lady, where are you from? I am from heaven. What do you want of me? I have come to ask you to come here for 6 months in succession. On the 13th day, at the same hour, later on, I will tell you who I am and what I want. Afterwards, I will return here yet a seventh time. Shall I go to heaven too? Was Lucia's next question. Yes, you will, Our Lady answered. Then Jacinta, she will go also. And Francisco, he will go there too, but he must say many rosaries. Shall I go to heaven too? We should all be asking ourselves this question, and often, shall I go to heaven as well? Because in the end, in the words of the gospel, what are they? In the end, what does it profit a man if he even gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? We know that when we truly love Our Lady, when we are really in love with Our Lady, with a supernatural love, all the more when you see her face to face on this earth even, the thought and the desire of heaven really give you no peace. You know, we know this from the experience of the saints. If you've known our Lord, if you've known our Lady, if you've seen our Lady, there's only one thought on your mind and constantly on your mind. You desire to die in order to go to heaven and to see our Lady again. Those who are privileged to see Our Lady are all unanimous. You would desire to die immediately, instantly, just to be able to see her face again in heaven. To give an example, just one amongst countless others, perhaps one that we don't hear often, a Franciscan saint, Saint Leonard of Port Maurice, a true devotee of Our Lady, once preaching from the pulpit about Our Lady, became so inflamed with love for her, so inflamed with love and desire of seeing Our Lady, that he said to the faithful, I desire to die in order to live with Mary. Not only that, he said, all of you, pray a Hail Mary for me. Obtain for me the grace to die right now on the pulpit. I want to go and see Mary. He beseeched those who are listening, the faithful, obtain for me the grace to die even right now on the pulpit. I want to go and see Mary. Because if we truly love Our Lady, well, that's the only thought, that's the only thing we can think of, the desire to see her again. Shall I go to heaven then? We should be asking ourselves. And next, we should be asking ourselves, will our dear ones go to heaven as well? The two dimensions of charity, love of God, love of neighbor. But we know that to get to heaven, we must pass through the narrow gate and the constricted road that leads to life. That is, we must pass through penance. What else does our Lord say in the gospel? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and it is the violent who are taking it by force, who are bearing it away. There's only one way to obtain, to acquire, to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is to take it by force, by doing violence to ourselves, by doing penance. But, you know, subordinating our disordered passions to our reason, and by subordinating our reason to God, to our faith. That is precisely why Our Lady said to the three little shepherds right afterwards, well, are you willing to offer yourselves to God and bear all the sufferings he will send you as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended and of supplication for the conversion of sinners? She said this to them because she wanted them in heaven with her. And she wanted to show them the way that they must walk in order to get there, in order to save their souls and to save the souls of many others, save the souls of poor sinners who think of, well, for whom heaven is the last thing on their minds. Bear all the sufferings he will send you. Bear all the sufferings God will send you as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended and of supplication for the conversion of sinners. Shall we go to heaven then? We should be asking Our Lady today. Are we willing to offer ourselves to God and bear all the sufferings he will send us. We know that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. Unless we do that violence of Christian penance to ourselves, we shall not obtain the kingdom of heaven. Unless we take the kingdom of heaven by force, we will not take it, we will not obtain it, we will not enter it at all. So let us do that penance that Our Lady invites us to do, that she implores us to do, because she more than us wants us to get to heaven, to get to paradise, to be with her for all eternity, so that together we might adore the Most Holy Trinity. Let us do that penance and generously, motivated by that thought that moved St. Maximilian as well and all the saints. He used to say, to remind himself of the reason why he does penance, of the reason why he suffers here on this earth, every day that passes, every single day that elapses on this earth, he's just one day closer to heaven, where Our Lady's truly waiting for us, thinking of us, waiting to embrace us, waiting to receive us into paradise. Let us then receive, let us then accept this her invitation. Let's not make her wait. Let's not disappoint her. Let us get to heaven, and let us get there by force. Praised be Jesus and Mary.